everyone. It's Hallie.
And I'm Anne.
And we thought we'd do a little bonus short episode about what our favorite reading-related gift we've ever received as we enter into the holiday season. Anne, what's the best reading-related gift you've ever received?
So to kind of preface it, I have to tell you about my sister and our intense love of Ina Garten.
Okay.
So my sister and I used to watch the Food Network a lot more than I think we do now, but we would... When her show first started, we would get really excited about her show and we would call each other, and she lives many states away from me. And so we would talk for like an hour about how much we loved the Barefoot Contessa show and how great it was and all the shows that we thought were subpar compared to it. And I'm not going to name names, but she knows when she's listening who those people are. So she's just been very close to us in our like our kind of cooking lives, and have we just love her. Another thing with my sister is every year we give each other the same cookbook for Christmas. So we always decide ahead of time what we're going to give. Yeah, it's kind of a fun tradition. And we've typically done, I think Ina Garten releases a book maybe every other year around October. And so obviously we don't do this every year, but when she does release a book, then it's we know that's what we're getting each other. So one year we had decided this, and I think we have started giving these to each other in November at Thanksgiving, because this is when we actually see each other. So we'll do this little exchange, and then it's just a goofy thing that we do. So one year we were there, and our mom had come for Thanksgiving as well. My sister lives in Ohio, and my sister and I knew we were giving each other these books, and my mom said, I have something for you guys. And so we're like, oh, okay. And so she gives us, and it's the Ina Garten. It was Barefoot Contessa Foolproof Recipes You Can Trust. That was the book that year. And she gives them to us, and my sister and I are both sitting there like, do we say something? Do we tell her, oh man, sorry, lady, we already got these for each other. Like, these are already purchased. We already have them for each other. And so we're feeling like, what do we do? Because we don't want to hurt our mom's feelings. And she, like, we're just kind of sitting there uncomfortably. And so she says, open them up. And we open up, and she had gotten Ina Garten to sign them for us.
Oh.
And so it turns out she had been doing a signing in Phoenix, where I'm from. And she, my mom stood in line for hours to get these books signed and talk to Ina Garten about her daughters who loved her show and loved talking about her show. And it was just the sweetest thing. And so then we're like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest gift ever. And so it was so nice. And so obviously we could take back our other books. That wasn't a problem. We were just, it was just such a thoughtful gift that my mom gave to us. So thanks, Shmi.
That's so sweet. Well, I'm going to talk about two, if that's okay.
Sure.
Which you already know about one, so act surprised when I talk about it. But,
okay.
So one of them was a couple of years ago. I think it was my parents and my sister and brother-in-law got me a framed print of, I think it's called My Bookshelf. I don't know if you've seen it. They're hand drawings of bookshelves, and they put together a book of like famous people, what was actually their favorite books, but
really
they're hand-drawn.
Cool. Yeah.
So mine isn't the ones that are actually my favorite books that I supplied, but they got this for me to hang at my house. And it actually has a lot of my favorite books just by happenstance in the print. So so that was one of my favorite, as far as, you know, I still have it. It's hanging in my house, and I just love it. It's in my entryway, so I get to see
it
every day, and
thoughtful.
I love that. I know, it was really thoughtful. I was saying before we started, generally people don't give me gifts as presents or books as gifts, because they are always scared of repeating something that I've always read. So that was a really good reading-related gift without getting me an actual book. And then the other one, which is what you already know about, is for a birthday, I requested that people, instead of giving me a gift that they picked out, they give me a gift of their favorite book with an inscription of why it was their favorite book, which was something that was very revealing of the people who did it, because it says a lot about somebody, I think, to see what their favorite book is and why they liked it. So even if it was a book I had already read, I really appreciated getting it and seeing why it was their favorite book.
Yeah, there's something illuminating about seeing, even if you know the story, you know everything about it yourself, to see other people's take on it.
Right.
So that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. So yay. Book-related gifts.
Yay.
We love it.
Happy holidays,
everybody. Happy holidays.